Honestly, have you ever seen anything like this?
We're gonna stand by. I said, I'm not gonna hurt you. I'm just gonna bash your brains. I'm gonna bash them right the fuck in.
Don't you think that's a little weird, a little psycho?
I'm here to set you free.
You get licking.
Actually, I look like a can of smashed assholes.
The president has no fuck all about the Mideast or terrorism.
Double tap, back of the head.
Who am I? Rumbling Sky, motherfucker!
Over the years, I've been asked, what are you all about? Why Rumbling Sky? What does it mean? Well, when I chose Rumbling Sky in 1995, it just fit. It was perfect, but I never quite knew why. It's taken me 8 years, but now I finally understand. I guess you could say I'm here to kill you, murder you here, right now, in cold blood. Well, the old you anyway, because what I'm trying to do is make you think. Make you question everything. We're being conditioned from birth to be complacent and controlled, forced to rely on the government for our everyday living. You don't believe me? Keep listening. I'm basically a guy who was forced to accept death by the age of 8 by a ruthless media pounding nuclear threat down our throats every fucking day. From movies of the week to nightly news specials, I was told time and time again all about how I could die at any moment, or wish I had died from radiation poisoning. By the time Iran-Contra broke out, I began to realize just how fucked up our government truly was. As I grew into an adult, there were many times when I was blindsided and distracted by life, and, well, as they say, we tend to block out childhood traumas. Well, more than a decade later, I had a truly life-altering experience that sort of rekindled those lost childhood memories. I had a son. Just a few short months after my son's birth, my protective fatherhood instincts kicked in full force. All of those memories resurfaced, and I took a good hard look at the world over the past 13 years, and I have to tell you, it's more fucked up now than ever. Plans conceived then are bearing fruit now, and there is no way I can consider this a world suitable for my son, and it shouldn't be suitable for your children either. Sure, our government has a few decent-looking programs, but they all have an agenda for a more sinister purpose. Welfare looks great. Yeah, let's give stuff to the poor people and help them get back on their feet. But people in the government know human nature and realize the more you give away, the less people will work for it. So they build a socio-economical trap to make people more reliant upon them. Still don't believe me? Well, keep listening, because I'm not going to stop until I'm stopped. Don't you see? It's all about controlling you. Nobody should allow themselves to be controlled by another. Bite back at the hand that feeds you your portion of toxins and then slaps the taste out your mouth for standing up and screaming loud and saying, I won't continue to settle for less than I'm worth. Not from you, not from my employers, not from my communities, and most definitely not from our government. Not from any fucking buddy, because goddammit, I'm worth something and you're worth something too. When people see you have to take what you want in this world, they're right. The stigma is that taking something is wrong, but only if what you're taking doesn't belong to you. It's not wrong when you're taking back your self-respect from tyranny, now is it? Do it! Stand up! Take responsibility for yourself. You are not your job, you are not what they tell you, you are what you want to be, either by thought or action. You have that power, right now. You have it. Use it. If you have family, friends, if you ever thought you were better than anybody else, smarter, more mature, more responsible, if you're a human being who's capable of reason and intelligence, then you owe it to yourself, your family, your friends, and every being on this planet to question everything. So, I guess you could say I'm like a messenger. I'm like the darkening clouds overhead, the low rumble of thunder off in the distance, the rising humidity when you can almost feel the electricity in the air, and when the first few drops hit, you know the storm has finally come. That is why I am Rumbling Sky, a voice for freedom, because I call it like I see it, and that's how it is. Any further questions about me should be directed to my agent.